This piece was brought to you by the Tabard Inn, tabardinn.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org. This is the news.
I'm Laura Del Campo, journalist at Heritage Radio Network. Today we are speaking with Barbara Turk, Director of Food Policy under New York City's Mayor Bill de Blasio. Ms. Turk, can you give our listeners a sense of your role as Director of Food Policy and an idea of what we can expect under the de Blasio administration?
Sure. Well, I just want to say thank you for this opportunity and welcome to your listeners. So the role of this office is to coordinate multiple city agencies and offices to focus the food policy efforts on economic justice and opportunity in the food system, a good food system that works for both consumers and producers of food. And we're concerned with three areas within the food system in this administration. One is food insecurity. The other is food distribution and, of course, food access, making food access easier for everyone.
Okay, so in the last quarter of 2014, what are your office's top priorities? And how do you see those feeding into your long-term objectives for the remainder of Mayor de Blasio's term?
I would say in the immediate term, what we're working on is partnering very closely with the Chancellor of the Department of Education to implement universal free lunches in middle schools. That, as you know, is a partnership between the chancellor and with the city council and with the mayor's office to ensure that every child who wants a free lunch in a middle school in grades 6 through 8 is able to get that lunch. And the chancellor has a broader agenda, which is very important to this administration, which is to improve the lunch time experience overall for young people. And she has identified five or six schools where she wants principals to and students to model how that kind of change can happen. And it's very exciting. There's a lot of interest in this on the part of principals. Principals starting school gardens and convening students to be advisors to the lunchroom and the lunch experience and the menu. So, you know, you can look forward to continued improvements in lunches, particularly in middle school this fall. We were able to increase summer meals this year. We broke the 8 million mark, so we increased the number of meals that were distributed from 7.6 million to over 8 million. We're about 8.1, and that's a major accomplishment on the part of DOE and a number of different nonprofits who worked with us to get the word out about summer meals this year. So that's really, really important. We have a food distribution system study that's about to get underway and will be completed next year that will tell us where food comes from and how it's distributed within New York City. And that's a research study that we've just never had before. And that'll help us very much in a lot of our planning efforts in terms of food access.
Thank you, Ms. Turk. That was Barbara Turk, Director of Food Policy for Mayor de Blasio at the Office of Deputy Mayor for Health and Human Services. This is Laura Del Campo recording for Heritage Radio Network, coming to you from Bushwick, Brooklyn. Thanks for listening.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more.